smaller kind of owl.
Big owl. Mm-hmm. You ever hear one, Homer?
I don't think so.
And just you chill.
Have you ever heard any superstitions about owls?
No.
Do you ever hear something about if you hear an owl, it means somebody's going to die? Something like that?
No, but I'll tell you now. There was a family that lived up here about 2 miles up here.
Mm-hmm.
And the father was bad sick.
Mm-hmm.
And one night, the night that he died, one of what they call an old street owl, that little fella,
uh-huh.
He come in trying to get in that window
mm-hmm.
to his bedroom. And he died, and they always thought that street owl knew he was going to die or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And come in there.
So
I never have believed anything. I'm not superstitious uh-huh. of anything like that.
Do most people around here, are they superstitious like
that? A lot of them are.
What sort of superstitions do people believe?
Well, they different believe in the different things. Now, right up the road here, about 2 miles and a half, there's a place up there they call Ghost Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Right, just this side of where that I'll tell you about that street owl. And I've lived here all of my life, and I've known boys, young people around my age that have lived here all of their life, and they have never seen or hear anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it got out, and it was a ghost hill. I said, you can go up there and sit on top of that hill and look this way and see a light across the road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they light out to find out what it was. When they got there, there wasn't no light.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing, and they still, a lot of people believe it as a ghost hill up there, as a spook up there.
Uh-huh.
But there ain't nothing to it. Now, I'll tell you what it is. Now, right up on top of this hill here, the graded road turns to the right.
Uh-huh.
And when you turn on that, off that graded road, onto that graded road, going this way, then get a glimpse of the tail light of that automobile.
Mm-hmm.
And it crosses that road, and that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
I had got a daughter-in-law that she said she's seen them up past. And they ain't nothing to it. I don't believe it's such.
Mm-hmm. What about a house that people are scared to go in?
That's called a spook house.
Uh-huh. Where they say that the house is
haunted.
Uh-huh. Are any houses like that around here?
Not that. Well, one of my daughters said this house is haunted. But I ain't never heard and seen nothing yet.
Why does she think it's haunted?
I don't know. Well, she hears rackets around it.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks maybe there's a ghost or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been living here for, some 15 to 20 years. I've seen this house, and I ain't never seen one yet.
Well, you would have seen one if there was, seems like.
I've seen one that next to time if it had been one.
Yeah. Kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpeckers.
What do you call the large woodpeckers?
A redhead.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for woodpeckers in general?
No.
What about peckerwood?
Well, that's just the reverse of the name. That's all there is to it.
People?
Some people call them a woodpecker and some call them peckerwoods.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard that word peckerwood used to talk about people?
No, I don't believe I ever have.
Mm-hmm. And a black and white animal that has a real strong smell.
Polecat.
You
believe
that?
I've had dealings with them. I know.
There's no way to get the smell off it.
Why, there ain't but one way to get it off, and the two ways to wear it off.
Uh-huh.
Or either take an animal, a dog, they'll kill one every time they come to it.
Mm-hmm.
Pick him and bury him in the ground up, just his head sticking out.
Mm-hmm.
And leave him there for a day or two. And the ground will absorb that scent.
Mm-hmm.
But